You are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl Janun right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. Happy belated Easter celebrations. Happy early April. Holla. So let me tell you something. I actually forgot April 1st equals April Fool's Day. And not to get too deep into it, but I was personally fooled on so many different levels. So, wow. Okay, I can't believe I actually exposed myself like that. But, excuse me, a lot has been happening over the past week. And, like, not completely taking April Fools out of it, but I just feel like a lot has occurred in the world of combat sports and the world, period. And I mean, it's not our place to be speaking on those other things that have been occurring, but I just, since we have this platform, let me just say, you know, if you keep checking the news and the news sounds really distressing to you and you feel like something bad is gonna happen, or you're just constantly dismayed by the constant surge of negative news in the world, let me tell you, you know, we're all in this together, and just trust the universe and trust that, you know, the universe has good intentions for you. I know it's very distressing, especially when we see fellow humans in danger and in an environment that shows a lot of this peace, if that's a word, like lack of peace. So I totally feel for you, and I feel for those individuals across the world. We 100% empathize. But at the same time, you know, I just want to tell you guys that we will be okay. Everybody will be okay. Just have trust in the journey, and it will all work out at the end. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I feel like for me personally, to touch on a little bit of personal news, I feel like a lot has been happening in my life as well, personal life, career-wise, like on a more personal note. And if I have to be honest, I can't even believe that a week has gone by. I've been incredibly busy with my PhD, but thank God, thank goodness, knock on wood, things are progressing, which is what we want, despite all the challenges and whatnot. That is the ultimate thing that we want, so that's good. But yeah, I'd be lying to you guys if I said that every single day that I wake up, I'm like, woo, let's go. Like, there's been days that I've been like, oh, wow. Can I just sleep it for another 15 minutes and then I'll get on about my day? And then I remember, oh, hold up, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I actually have to be in the lab in like 30 minutes. So, but all in all, guys, you know, despite what you're going through in life right now, if you're having challenges with work, with school, especially for school, because I know right now is towards the end of the semester, there's a lot of final exams going on, final assignments due, and just a lot of wrapping up that we gotta do for the end of the semester. Especially for undergraduate students. I mean, for me, this is like beyond me because I'm in my PhD, but I do deal with like different challenges at this level. But that being said, I've been in your shoes, guys, especially saying this because I know that, you know, this gets broadcasted on CFRU 93.3 FM and, you know, campus radio. So there's a high chance that a lot of you undergraduate students will be listening to this right now. So I just want to use this platform and say, I've been in your shoes, guys, and You got this. It will all be over in no time. Just visualize the moment you hand your final exam in and booyah, you get out of there and you go home and celebrate and enjoy your summer. It will come in no time. Just trust the journey, trust your abilities, keep studying hard, but also focus on yourself, but trust that it will all be okay at the end of the day. And, you know, going beyond school and whatnot, like whoever's listening to this right now and you got certain things going on in your life, I know it's not easy, but just trust the journey, trust yourself, and trust that good intentions will bring good things your way. All right. Wow. Daily / weekly dose of motivation was brought to you by Janon on caffeine. So I really hope that everybody's been enjoying this amazing day. As of right now, the weather do be gloomy and it's looking really rainy out there. But hey, that means that at least we're going to be having some irrigation, natural irrigation. The grass is going to be greener. And there's a saying that I'm probably going to butcher right now trying to recall, but without rain, there is no flower. I think I actually said it right. Woo, kudos to me. Without rain, there will be no flowers to bloom. So just trust it. Mother Nature is here to teach us her lessons. So let's appreciate them wholeheartedly and just enjoy the day. All right. Okay, so like I was alluding into, a lot has been happening in the world of combat sports. like I said, because a couple days ago was April Fool's Day, some news headlines were coming to the surface, and it was hard to discern some of them, I'm not going to lie. I'll talk about one of the most prominent ones that I came across that, to this day, I low-key wish that they were true. I still refuse to believe that it was because of April Fool's Day. But I'll tell you guys the big one that I came across. And you tell me if you wish it was true or not. So, a big one that I came across. I don't know. You guys actually share with us any of the weird ones that you came across. Anything that was combat sports related. Holla at us at TK_podcast on our social media. But for me, one of the biggest April Fool's Day announcements that I came across that was combat sports related was that the main event of UFC 300 was canceled because Jamal Hill was injured and he was out of his bout against Alex Pereira for the light heavyweight championship belt bout. And the news was that Israel Adesanya was going to step up to light heavyweight and fight against Alex Pereira for the light heavyweight championship. When I read that, guys, I had no recollection that it was April 1st. And I came across that and you will not believe how my eyes started to water. Not in a bad way. I actually had tears of joy. I'm so sorry if this is like an unpopular opinion of some sorts. But I was the happiest that I have been in months after reading UFC news because... I know I'm going to receive a lot of heat for this, probably. Maybe not. Maybe you guys agree with me. You let me know. But let me tell you, when I first heard about the main events between Pereira and Hill, as the main event of UFC 300, I mean, not to say that I hated this bout. I feel like it's a very, like the bout makes a lot of sense because... well, Jamal Hill was a former champion. He had to step away for a bit because he was injured and he had to attend to his health. So he relinquished the title. And then Pereira came and was like, yo, hold my beer. I have conquered kickboxing. I have conquered the middleweight division in the UFC. Now I'm going to step up a weight division. And I'm going to conquer light heavyweight. And that's indeed what he did. And... yeah, he did his thing, and so now the two of them are supposed to fight each other. Now, my problem has always been with the fact that it's going to be the main event of UFC 300. With like me putting it that way, I'm not trying to devalue this bout in and of itself. Like, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, we're talking about UFC 300, a major milestone event in all of UFC history. As important as this bout is to this day, as a longtime UFC fan, I felt like there were other bouts that could have been made for the main event of UFC 300, arguably the biggest UFC event that has been done to date. A popular, I guess a semi-popular opinion, actually. I've been talking to some of the listeners to the show, actually, and a semi-popular opinion is that some of the fights that we had for UFC 299 in Miami, we should have had as part of the main card for UFC 300. And I could not have agreed more with the statement. I mean, I don't know, like, what that makes this fight, like, this whole fight card. Again, I'm not trying to say that UFC 300 is not one to watch or the matchups there are not interesting or what have you. I'm not trying to insinuate that at all. I'm just saying specifically for this main event, this bout, I think it's definitely a bout to be had between the champion Alex Pereira and Jamahal Hill. However, I don't think it should be the main event of UFC 300. I'm sorry. I said it. Somebody had to say it. And I said it. I'm going to receive a lot of heat for it. But I know y'all agree. I know deep down y'all agree. So that being said, when I read the update that Jamahal Hill was out and Israel Adesanya was in for this fight, I literally had tears of joy. And then the tears of joy stopped because I remembered, hey, Jonan, who are you fooling? This is officially April 1st. Of course, this is not true. This is not a true headline. So what are you even thinking? This is nonsense, you know? So yeah, the joy was very short-lived. But also, I'll tell you why I got so excited for that fight, but also why I still don't think it's the best fight to make for UFC 300. To play devil's advocate to my own argument, basically. So I thought that if truly this fight between Adesanya and Pereira for the third time, I believe it would have been, if it were to truly go through, if this fight were to go on for the main event of UFC 300 and for the light heavyweight championship, I mean, yeah, we always love to see more dispute being settled between Israel Adesanya and Alex Pereira because, as we all know, these two go way back from their professional kickboxing days to when Adesanya was the champion and then Pereira recently made his way to the UFC and Pereira beat Adesanya and then Adesanya did his thing and just came back on top. And then, yeah, there's been a lot of turmoil between the two of these guys. However, we have not seen Adesanya, at least to my knowledge anyways, I have not seen Adesanya fight in the light heavyweight division. Usually Adesanya fights in the middleweight division. When he was the champion, he was the 185-pound champion, the middleweight champion. And for him to go up all the way to 205 pounds to be fighting off against Alex Pereira, I just haven't really seen him fight that heavy. I mean, he is a very tall guy. He's a very built and muscular guy. But I truly am not sure how that will impact his performance per se, especially because for some of the recent fights that Adesanya has had, Mans has been slipping, okay? Like, he hasn't been the best that he could be. I personally think that he's starting to come off his prime. Yes, that's another hot take. I'm going to be roasted, guys. I'm going to be a rotisserie chicken by the end of this episode. But again, we've been seeing that through some of his past performances. And as good as he was when he was the reigning champion in the middleweight division, things are not starting to look the same for him ever since his most recent losses. So as interesting as that fight would have been with him and Pereira, I don't think that it would have made sense at the light heavyweight division. And yeah, again, like, why would we pay money to see a guy who's not even at his prime fight for the main event of Milestone Event UFC 300? So that is my main problem with this. And I know that either way, I'm going to be receiving a lot of heat by putting out these statements. However, a part of me was really happy to like momentarily know that, oh, Adesanya is going to be fighting off against Pereira again. But then after, well, I was like, okay, well, who cares? It's April Fool's Day. And the other part of me was, I mean, truly, when you think about it logically, the fight doesn't make sense still for the main event of UFC 300. All in all, doesn't really matter because it's not true. I actually had to check multiple sources, and everybody says that Jamal Hill is ready to go and he is ready to get it on for UFC 300. And yeah, we're very, very close to it now. It is coming up in, so not this weekend, but the weekend after, April 13th, T-Mobile Arena, Vegas. And it's crazy, man. I mean, the rest of this fight card, are you kidding me? I personally got my eyes set on... Also, why is this fight canceled? Okay, I'm kind of confused right now. So, according to my sources here, wait, 1 second. Okay, we're good. I was just taking a look over the UFC 300 main card, and personally, the fight that I'm looking forward to is the BMF belt being on the line for a fight between Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway. And I was just briefly looking over and I thought that the fight was set to be canceled. But hey, maybe that's another April Fool's joke that somebody forgot to delete. But yeah, so that's the one big fight that I'm personally looking forward to. I mean, I don't know. Why am I leaning towards this fight? Because again, like in this case, I feel like both guys here, they're not at their prime anymore either. But why am I excited about it? Why is every other MMA fan excited about this particular fight too? Well, I think it's because with both Gaethje and Holloway, they bring this animosity into the octagon every time they fight. Doesn't matter if they're well-trained, doesn't matter if they had a good night's sleep, doesn't matter if they're injured or not, or whatever is going on in their life behind the scenes. Once they set foot in the octagon, these guys go ham on each other and they will not care how much they hurt and cause damage to their opponent or how much damage they take themselves. And with this mentality, man, this is what it's all about, in my opinion. I mean, if you want a sustainable career, like, this shouldn't be the way that you should be fighting all the time. But with these two particular individuals, through and through, they've shown us that they got it in them. They got the dog in them. You know what I mean? And, like, very consistently, they have shown to us that, yeah, they're going to bring it on no matter what. And I really, truly believe that this case is no exception here. And we're going to be witnessing one hell of a fight on Fight Night UFC 300. Now, would I have been more excited to have this fight as a main event? Maybe. Okay, rotisserie chicken. I know I'm a rotisserie chicken. I'm going to get a lot of heat for my opinions this episode, but that's okay. That's what we do TKO. That's the whole point of TKO. All right, but... So yeah, that's been some updates for you for UFC 300. And what else is going on in the world of combat sports? So another thing that's been mentioned is that for UFC 300. So I briefly talked about this on a few episodes back. So we had heard that Mark Coleman, UFC veteran, was really seriously injured in this house fire that occurred in his parents' house, but in an attempt to rescue his parents, he inhaled a lot of smoke, and he was in hospital for a while, and he survived it, though. Like, he's a trooper. Shout out to him. But it's been said that he is going to be watching the UFC 300 fights in person live, and he says that he's the backup for every fighter. What a trooper, man. What a trooper. This is the mentality that we need. Like, honestly, Mark Coleman, being the main event, the headliner, I'm all for it. You know what I mean? But, hey, this gives us promise. This gives us hope. And also, we're so happy to hear that he's doing much better. Everybody in the MMA community was so concerned about his health. But honestly, he's a hero. And he's a fighter, not just inside the octagon, but in real life, bro. Like, oh my God. Like, this gives me goosebumps. This is how it should be. And Mark Coleman is an OG. He's a real one. But yeah, he says that he's going to be attending the fights, and according to himself, he wants to be a backup fighter for every single fight, which is great. I don't know if they're going to allow him to do that, though, but it's the thought that counts, you know? What else has been going on? So this is like a little bit business related. So how do I put this? So UFC, their entire company was previously bought by the talent agency Endeavor. And then Endeavor was bought by, like, all of Endeavor, all of UFC was merged with the WWE under the big corporation called TKO. Yeah, I know. So TKO, if you actually go on your like stock trading apps or whatever you use, whatever platform you use, you will actually be able to buy stocks for this company, TKO. So it is a public company. But what recently has happened is that Endeavor, which owns the UFC, itself was bought by another company called Silver Lake in order to take their company private. However, TKO remains publicly traded. So I, like, y'all, I'm not a business person. I mean, I try to be on top of my like stock, like day trading and whatnot, and like whatever, my cryptocurrency, but y'all know I'm a scientist, so like I really don't have a lot of knowledge about the business tradings like this. So I'm just putting this out there because I really feel like no matter, or okay, let me rephrase. Whoever owns the UFC or like whatever parent company has the UFC under their umbrella, I feel like that's always changed how the UFC has operated. Since the UFC was bought by or merged with WWE to form TKO, I feel like that kind of made the company more accessible and more mainstream than before. I feel like that was when a lot more people started tuning into the events that they were having, and there was just a lot more publicity for the UFC ever since that move was made. But I really wonder what this truly means for the UFC. If this means that, if this is a financially conservative move on their ends, like, are they trying to restructure some of the finances and spendings that they've been having in the company? And what does this really mean in terms of the content and the outcome that they'll be putting out there in terms of the fights and just in terms of marketing and how the UFC will go about doing their events? Is this going to have any change to how the UFC is run? Well, time will tell, but I did want to share this news with y'all because, yeah, I mean, for the longest time, we thought that, wow, business is going to be booming for the UFC and the WWE because they're both merged to form this mega company called TKO. But also, Yeah, I mean, I actually personally have some shares in the TKO company, and things have been a little bit shaky in terms of the stock prices going up and down, especially since all the shenanigans went down against Vince McMahon and his cases of SA, you know what I mean, against a employee who was hired under the WWE at the time, who came forward with SA allegations against Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon stepped down from his role in the WWE, and yeah, things have not been looking good for him, and things have not been looking good for the company itself as well. So they're kind of trying to just brush it under the rug. You just see it with your own eyes, which is not okay. I mean, these are serious allegations, serious claims that have been put forward. And Vince saw that, oh man, those things are not looking good. So he stepped down. So, I mean, things should be addressed, but also things, because Vince McMahon was such a big pillar in this TKO company, things have not been looking too good for them publicly. And you can definitely guess that all this drama has been impacting how people perceive TKO company now. So things have been a little bit shaky. So if it were to be a guess on my end, I feel like TKO has been suffering a lot of financial damage from all the stuff that went down with Vince McMahon, and UFC doesn't want to be a part of that because, after all, both companies are under the same parent company. Maybe they just didn't want to be associated with that anymore. So Endeavor saw that, and then they contacted Silver Lake, and Silver Lake bought 100% of their shares and completely owns them. So they're not a publicly traded company anymore. So I'm really curious to see what the future holds for the UFC and what this actually means in terms of how their production is going to be impacted by all this, and if they're going to be redirecting some of their financial focus now in order to put out maybe better cards, maybe do some new shows or whatever it is. All in all, interesting stuff, and I will definitely let you guys know if there are any updates with that once more. But we literally have less than a minute to go. There was something else I wanted to say. Well, I forget. Wow, I feel like I've been in the zone for the whole episode, and now my brain is just like, huh? We need another sip of caffeine. So with that, I think this is a great spot to say, unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to cfru.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl, Jonan, right here. And this is TKO. Peace out.